Hi there, this is Wendy, and welcome back to Overexposed, a podcast by Pexels made by and for ambitious creatives. Now let me let you in on a secret. Here at Pexels, we are big fans of parties, and before the pandemic, we ran a lot of them, from a photo gallery in Toronto, to photo walks in San Diego, to meetups in Brazil. A few weeks ago, we threw our first ever community party in the spirit of bringing creatives together despite physical limitations at the moment. During this party, I had the chance to meet Josh and Kara Willink, who have been with Pexels from the very beginning, pretty much right after we launched. Aside from being incredibly talented photographers and super parents, they've joined their love for photography with their passion for travel and adventure as Third Coast Tribe. Josh and Kara, along with their two little girls, share their love for discovering everything the great outdoors has to offer through photos and videos they share on their social media and Pexels, documenting their travels and adventures in hope to inspire others to also become lovers and protectors of this beautiful home we call Earth. In this episode, we talk about the ups, downs, and the amazing journey of raising a traveling family and how photography has taken them all around the world. Their work has been featured in Today's Parent, Forbes, Yahoo, and Huffington Post, and they've worked with some world-class brands, including Teva, Escape Camper Vans, Rima, and Schwinn Bikes. I promise that you will fall in love with their family as much as I have after listening to their incredible stories that they tell throughout this episode. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today, Josh and Kara. After meeting you guys on the community party, I was so intrigued by your story, and I'm so excited to hear more about you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. We're excited to be here to share a story. So,
yeah, thank you.
Just starting off, how do you guys get into traveling in the first place? Because it seems like you've been doing it forever, especially looking at all the beautiful photos that you've taken throughout all of the journeys that you've been on.
Yeah, well, when we first got married, we kind of were still in school and everything. So, of course, we had to wrap some of that up and everything. But we decided to, of course, get the 4-bedroom house. And, you know, we even had a golden retriever. Loved
it. White picket fence.
White picket fence.
We had to get off, like, you know.
and we were happy. Like, it wasn't, we weren't, you know, that wasn't a bad life. Like, we just figured out kind of for us that there was something maybe missing a little bit. And I did childcare at the time, and we were just kind of like, you know, are we ready to start kids and start a family yet? Like, you know, we have the golden retriever, but so we decided one day, we had been talking about it a lot. And I remember Josh brought down some tickets and put them on my desk where I was working. And he's like, we're going to Europe. We're going to backpack Europe. And we'd never done anything like that before. And so I think that's where it started. We sold everything. We saved up a lot of money to do it, to be able to do it. We had one tiny little storage room that he had crates, and I'm like, you have to get rid of more. We can't keep it, you know? So it was really a cool experience. So we backpacked Europe with no plan when we got home. And when we got home, we're like, we don't want this to end. So what does that look like? So that's kind of where we started. We still needed to work, you know, we still had to find jobs and everything. And so I think that also kind of was cool because we're not like a lot of travel families where they just always work remotely and had that opportunity. We didn't have that. So we were like, how can we keep traveling but also work full time? And so we've really figured out how to do that over the years, which is really helpful, and kind of show other families down the road, which we'll share how to do that too. I think that's where it started.
Yeah. We were completely noobs at
everything.
At everything. And that was kind of before like smartphones and everything. Mm-hmm. We got to Europe and we didn't have an itinerary or anything. We're just like, we're here to backpack Europe, you know, here we go. And we didn't know like kind of what our destination was. And
so we really should have learned the language.
Yeah. We were just total rookies. And so we kind of figured it out and printed out maps. That was back in the day when you would print out MapQuest.
Yep.
And it was just, we just fell in love with it. And we loved just figuring it out together and working together and figuring out where we're going to stay the next day, what we're going to do. There's so many stories and so many experiences that we were able to have from that
one trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you mentioned like this was the time before like smartphones. So it's not like you can look on Instagram and see where people are going, but it was also the time before remote work. It seems like it's like the norm now, everyone's working at home, or even if that wasn't the case before, companies are realizing that, oh, this is possible. People can be productive and have this balance while still working at the same time. Was there like any uncertainty going into it when you guys thought like, what if this didn't work out? Or like, how did you kind of weigh the pros and cons? Because it must have been very scary to be able to have made that leap.
Yeah, there was.
Who are you? He's more of the like balance. I'm the one like, let's do it. He's like, all right, well.
Well, I went to school for finance, and so financial planning and all that. That was you know what I was learning in school, and I was actually just finishing school at the time. And so I was, yeah, it gave me especially a lot of anxiety. Thankfully, when we sold our house, we took the equity, mm-hmm. we saved that, and we were able to live off of that for a little bit. And so it definitely wasn't easy, and we didn't have a great plan.
When we returned home, we definitely needed to get back to work. It wasn't like, yeah. You know, yeah. We were set for life. And so,
yeah, but our goal all along was to figure out, you know, how we can find jobs that would allow us to be flexible in our schedules and things like that. And so that's what
we've been able to do that.
Yeah, that's what we kind of aim to do. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And like for me growing up, like my parents also really instilled that like spirit of traveling in us. I remember wanting like a DS or something. And my parents are like, nope, we're going to take you on a trip. And I would complain like, I just like want what my friends are having. But in the end, it was such like you kind of really appreciate it later on. So what inspired you to continue traveling when you had your daughters? Because I know having a baby and having a child is such a big thing, even just for like staying at home, let alone taking them and traveling around the world.
Well, first of all, because I know what he's going to say, but before I was going to interrupt him and just say it was kind of crazy because I had done childcare for years and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I really know children, but it was a scary thing to realize that they're going to change your life, you know? Mm-hmm. And so when we found out we were pregnant, we actually were surprised. It was kind of, it's a long story, but you know, married for 6 years and it was just kind of like a little surprise. So that going into what he's going to share, just so you kind of know the backstory, like it wasn't, we were worried, you know, it wasn't exactly like, oh, this is going to be easy, you know? And right. We know what's happening. So.
Well, and the thing is people, you know, once we started traveling and going, you know, we did the Europe trip and then came back, we bought an RV, we moved out west. Mm-hmm. And lived out of the RV for a while. And so, you know, while we were doing this, people, you know, that we would run into or talk to or friends or family, a common response that we would get was, you know, good for you, do it now. Well, you know, do it while you can before you have kids. Because once you have kids, it's all over. And our minds were like, does it have to be all over? Like, you know, this is something we're passionate about. We love doing. And as, you know, a couple, we decided this is something that we want to make as part of our life story, as part of our journey, is it collecting these experiences and traveling and everything.
So it's not just a vacation.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually like learning other cultures and places.
Yeah.
And so we kind of, once we got pregnant, we decided, you know, let's see if we can prove to ourselves that just because we have kids doesn't mean that we have to stop doing what we're passionate about and bring them into our story rather than having them change our story. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what we became passionate about. And it's, you know, it's definitely challenging. There's a lot of challenges that come along with
choices.
With making those decisions and with traveling with kids and all that stuff. But we find that it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. And now I know, like, I follow the Bucket List family, who is pretty big on YouTube. And I love watching through like their kids' Instagrams and how they see their adventures. And it's so incredible.
Yeah.
And at the time when you guys were starting, was there like anybody that was also doing the same thing that you could kind of like get inspiration from? Or how did you prepare yourselves to go on this journey? And like you mentioned, care, it's not like a vacation, it's a lifestyle, which is a very big difference.
Honestly, again, like when we started, Instagram was kind of a new thing. A lot of platforms were new. And so there wasn't a lot of moms on there sharing their experiences. I'm sure there was moms traveling. I'm sure there was moms adventure. I'm not saying there wasn't. There just wasn't a lot of resources out there to know what to do. So that's kind of why once we started and realizing, I mean, it wasn't easy, but realizing how easy it could be. We could do all the same things. It just took a little more time. And so I honestly didn't have a lot of inspiration at the time, to be honest, just because of probably those moms weren't on platforms yet, or those dads, you know, weren't out there yet. And then down the road, you know, now there's just so many good resources and people.
Yeah.
And I found the Bucket List family. Like, I think Remy was like one once I like, this is so cool. I was like, well, I missed the note on like swimming under the sea. I didn't get that part of it, but the rest of it, you know, was just really inspiring and cool. And they're amazing people. And they actually have some other friends. They're called the Walker Family Goods family. And they really inspired me too. They're friends with them. And they have been traveling, and they're, I think they're out on the West Coast area. Mm-hmm. So then you start to develop those friendships and stuff. So, and now we have countless and amazing people.
And I think there's something to be said too for not having those resources. A lot of it is trial and error. You know, you have to figure out what's best for you and your family and how to make it work. I mean, we found for us that we need kind of a home base, and we need, you know, at least some type of, you know, routine. And then from there we can branch out, and that gives us the energy, and it gives us the ability to plan for our adventures and everything.
Yeah.
And so, we got to go home and eat tacos.
Yeah. And I think if you, you know, if you get too much in, it's like that paralysis by analysis.
Yeah.
Like if you start looking too much into, you know, resources and tips and how to do things, then it can almost prevent you from just going out and doing it. You know, that when we just go out and we just do it and we don't think too hard about it, for the most part, that works for us. Sometimes it gets in trouble, but
yeah, totally. That's the best way to do it. You kind of just dive in and trust that you can figure it out the right way. And now you guys combine your love for photography along with your passion for traveling. So when did you guys start picking up the camera and shooting? Because it seems like it's two separate things, but now you kind of do it in one like really amazing package as Third Coast Tribe.
Thank you. Yeah, we
really enjoy it.
We do really enjoy it. We started photography, you know.
That was before Europe.
Yeah, maybe 10, 12 years ago, somewhere in there. But we noticed that, like, even before there was Instagram, even before there were stories or any type of, like, I mean, there was Facebook, but we were always documenting wherever we were going. And even if, because we're just like, in our minds, like, we're going to do this our whole life, and we're going to collect these experiences the way a lot of people collect, you know, things or possessions. Like, this is our like collection of, you know, experiences, and we want to remember them somehow. We don't want them
before
to just
vlogging.
Yeah. So we would just like hold up a camera and be like, all right, where are we? What are we doing? And it was going nowhere. Like, nobody was seeing that, but it was just for our memories. And so, you know,
I wish I would have known that it was going to be constant all the time, because some of my voices, I'm like, why did I do that?
But we just love creating art and doing that while we're traveling. And so once we started getting more into social media and kind of working with brands, we worked with some traveling companies and things like that. That's what sort of built what we're doing today, which is the Third Coast Tribe.
Yeah, when I was learning about your story, I watched a video on your website introducing yourselves, and it was so adorable, and being able to see you guys grow from like literally your wedding day and seeing how you've grown throughout all these different places. And it is really hard. Like, I remember for me, I also tried the vlogging thing when I traveled and stuff. But sometimes, even though it shouldn't be the case, you think like, oh, if no one's going to see this, like, why am I doing this? But looking back, like, you must be so thankful to have made those like clips and have those like throughout all the years.
And even what it does for our kids, like, even like you said, if it goes nowhere, Remy loves to look through those videos that she was like, this was before I was born, and where were you? And she learns like all those things too. She's like, she told me a million times, she's like, I want to go back there. Take me. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. And how has the experience been like for your kids? Because they were basically kind of like born into this.
There are most days. It's been really good. You have to know my youngest. She's so sweet, but she's kind of quirky. And she doesn't understand time. She's three, you know, so she's like, it's next year or tomorrow, or everything's kind of one thing. And so when we do different videos or we'll put it up or whatnot, she says the funniest thing. She'll always go, oh, I miss that life. Like, if it was a trip or something or a place we went, she was like, I miss that life. I miss where we were. And so they definitely are impacted by it. I don't think they completely know why yet. You know, like you said, with your family, you know, it you don't realize it sometimes till later. But we really just believe that engaging them in as many different cultures as you can, places, seeing the world, it's just beautiful to see it through their eyes.
Yeah, there's we've learned there's trade-offs with anything that you do. You know, anything that you do, there's you're giving up something in return for something. And when it comes to you know, traveling with your kids, there's a lot of challenges, and it's not always glamorous. We were talking about what's that story about at the hotel?
Well, we were okay. So first of all, COVID changed a lot of stuff. It was this. This was right before COVID, like very close to the fall before COVID. And we had a shot to possibly, it didn't turn out because of COVID, be a part of like a TV traveling pilot type situation.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, we were pretty excited. We're like, you know, it's just a fun adventure. It's fun to try, you know, whatever.
So we fly out to LA.
We're like, we'll just do a trip and we'll see what happens. And he's like, I'll send a video guy along. I'm like, okay, great. So we get there to meet the video guy. And Jade just has, you know,
blah.
So, and I looked in my bag and we were completely out of diapers. And so I didn't know what to do. So we're at the hotel and I just wrapped her in the towels. And I was like, charge the room. We got to go get our camper van. So we jump in the camper van and immediately this guy comes up. We're like, nice to meet you. So and Remy, our oldest, is like, Mom stole towels from the hotel. JD, and he's like, okay, nice to meet you. So the rest of the day, he's like, do you want to stop and get diapers? Yeah,
no, let's just do it.
It's just definitely like, I mean, we have a million of those stories, but those are just the things that you kind of go along with and figure out. So,
but so that's the trade-off of, you know, you have things like that where it's hard or you have to figure out, you know, your way around it. You know, we've also found that like, you know, there's judgment from others. Like we've been out on trails before and maybe the weather's a little cold and people will just come up to you and be like, that baby's way, you know, it's way too cold to have that baby out, you know, and they'll just, you know, they'll just pass judgment on you. And so stuff like that, you have to deal with, but then there's the reward of, you know, I can remember when we were in Yosemite, we were hiking Yosemite and we get to this lookout, the top. We're looking out over Half Dome and there was a few other people there but everyone's just taking it in and it's just so quiet.
Yeah.
Very, very silent. And we get up there and Remy, who's in her pack, she's like, she just lets out the biggest, wow. Oh, you know, she's 2 years old. She expresses what everyone is thinking, you know? And it's just like those moments where you're like, this is why we do it. You know, we're showing them the world at a young age and, I don't think we'll ever regret that. So,
Yeah, absolutely. And what has been the response like on the upside? Because obviously there's a lot of people who are inspired by your story and you're able to show them that this is possible. It's not easy and there's opportunity costs that come with it. But in the end, if you want to do something, it's possible to make it work. So after you're sharing your experiences through your photos and your videos, how has been the response from like other families who kind of look up to you?
Yeah, we do a lot, like you've mentioned, our website and stuff. And the reason we kind of did that originally was because I was getting a lot of questions. Before there was a lot of resources, it would be like, where should we go? What should we do? Especially when we're in Arizona and it was friends from here going out there. They're like, where do we go? It looks like you guys travel a lot out west and what's safe for kids, like where, you know, what is the best hike? I'm new at hiking and I'm a mom, you know, so there's just so many questions rolling in. And when we moved back to Michigan, I was like, I feel like there's so many resources that I want to write about and do. So that's where we kind of developed the website. It was just all of our thoughts in one place. And kind of that way, when somebody does ask a question, I can send them and they have links and they have all the resources. So that's kind of why we did that. And so it's been a really good response. Yeah, they just very supportive. A lot of moms are starting out. A lot of moms are in the middle and might just get a tip that they needed, you know, so it's all over the place. Your dads too, a lot of travel dads too.
Yeah, there's just so much, you know, so much out there. There's so much to see, so much to experience. I remember when a while back we were actually out to dinner with her parents. It was their anniversary. And I asked them over the last 40 years, it was their 40th anniversary. Over the last 40 years, what are like your top two or three things that your favorite memories? And they pointed out three different trips that they had taken over the years. And they're not big travelers. And I thought, man, there's a quote that says, we remember moments, we don't remember days. And I saw that with her parents. They remembered those specific moments because they broke routine and they went out and they experienced something and it stuck with them forever. And so, you know, if we can do that with our family and then inspire other people to see that as well, I guess that's kind of like the small contribution we can make to the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you first started sharing your photos and your experiences, did you expect to kind of get to where you are today when you have a pretty big following and working with a ton of different brands?
No, I like to see myself as like an OG Instagrammer, because I remember when if you had over 1,000 people, you were huge, you know. And I also remember it was like a lot of photography based, so mm-hmm. it was a lot of beautiful landscapes and, you know, and everything. And so it was really cool because we were really into photography, clearly. And so that's kind of why we got started. And then I started to get to know like a few different moms and stuff. And I'm like, I don't feel like there's a lot of these informational things out there. And so once we started doing that, it just took off right at the beginning, because there wasn't a lot of people out there. Come to find out, the Bucket List family was on there and stuff too, but I didn't find them right away either. So it was just really good the more and more people that do it, the more it helps, the more it inspires. And so I think I don't think we would have really thought we were going to be here.
Yeah, we didn't expect to, and we didn't necessarily try to. We just, you know, again, we're just chasing kind of our dream. And then if we can share our experiences and inspire others along the way, then.
And a lot of the people we work with, it's something we're already doing. We've decided as a family. Mm-hmm. So if we are, that's why we've gotten involved with a lot of different things that are either photography based or travel based or things like that, because then, you know, it doesn't pressure our girls to do something they don't want to do. They're already enjoying it. We're already camping. We're already traveling. We're already doing it. So we really try to focus in on that as a family too, which helps get more enjoyable. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And it definitely is hard. Like if you have like any sort of like partnership with either another person or another brand, there are obviously expectations there. Being able to kind of incorporate it into what you're already doing is incredible, to kind of be able to do those two things at once.
For sure.
Absolutely.
And you guys have also been with Texels for a pretty long time. How did you get started with sharing your experiences there?
Yeah, I remember coming across Texels. I think it was pretty soon after you guys launched, because I'm in marketing. I do marketing full time. Mm-hmm. And so I actually used a photo off of Pexels for a project that I was doing. And I thought, this is really cool that there's a stock photography site that is good. Like there's actually a good photo, like high, you know, resolution.
That was
that was donation based. And I thought, man, I want to be part of this. I want to contribute to this.
I remember when you told me, you're like, I uploaded some photos to this thing. I'm like, okay.
and to this day, you know, we love it when somebody chooses to donate, but we don't really do it for the donations. Mm-hmm. We do it because
we've made a lot of connections.
We've made a lot of connections, and there's been a lot of really cool stories of people that have found our photos and have reached out to us and let us know how that photo inspired them in some way. And that's worth so much more to us than any donation that we could get.
And that's why we're so supportive to Pexel. I remember one person wrote me, and we get a lot of people that ask too, like, why is this photo? Why is this person using your photo? We get that all the time. Mm-hmm. We're like, it's okay. Like, it's allowed. Like, this is probably why. But in return, you get those people that write you and just say, thank you. Like, thank you for your time that you spent to put this up, or you let us use it because it really helped a book illustration, or, you know, all these different things that you wouldn't even imagine that your picture could do.
Yeah, there was, I got a call one day. It was just a number I didn't recognize on my cell phone. And I thought it was an Alaska number. And I thought, I don't know who this is. So I answered it, and she introduced herself, and she said, I tracked you down from, first I saw a photo on Pexels.
Oh, wow.
Profile. And then I found your website. I found your contact information. And I'm going, who is this person? And she goes, I just wanted to say, I've been looking for days to find, I'm an author, and I'm writing a children's book on how to raise kids. How to raise kids with joy and to experience, you know, the outdoors and all that different stuff. And she goes, and your photo was the exact photo I was looking for to illustrate this book. And I
just want to send you a book. And we're like,
so she sent us a book. Yeah, and everything. And we spent some time getting to know each other. It was just so cool. And there's been so many of those types of stories. And that's been, I think, the coolest thing about being part of Pexels. And so we just love it.
Yeah. Wow. That's so incredible to hear. I've heard a lot of like people getting emails and sharing their experiences with a phone call. That's, I think, the first time I've heard of that one. Yeah. And you guys started pretty early on, too. Was it the 2015?
I think it was 2014, 2015, somewhere in there.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. We were just talking about it within our team too. We were like, Josh and Kara have been on Pexels probably longer than most of the employees have, which is really, really amazing. And what is your, what have you seen kind of the change between how it was then versus now? Because I know a lot of people can be hesitant putting their photos up for very valid reasons, for like payment and recognition. What kind of keeps you guys going to be able to contribute your photos?
One thing I really noticed, like right after you said towards the end there, like, you know, recognition and all that, everybody's different and it's okay. I understand that like sometimes need that. We don't personally get really offended or worried if we get enough recognition or whatnot. And the reason why is we always kind of see our life, like we have, I call it like the octopus, like you have your home base and then you have all these like different lines going off of it. Pexels is a great, like for us, like a home base, like we've had so many, like we said, we've had so many connections. Even brands have found us because they're looking up a photo and then they find our family and then they click on the, you know, the link to the Instagram. And then so there's so many different outlets that it uses. So it's more than just like, okay, one person doesn't give you recognition, but all the other benefits to it are worth it for us. So would you say?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's an incredible way to think of stuff. Like even for, I think, any aspect of life, I'll definitely remember that one.
It's kind of a weird one, but.
Yeah. And I would say for anybody that's considering, you know, submitting photos to Pexels, you just have to define just with anything, like we talked about, and define kind of your why for doing it. And for us, you know, we actually pretty much only like exclusively submit photos. If there's people in it, it's us. And
that makes sense.
Our family. And that's because, you know, our reason for it is the opportunity that have come from it, and also to inspire other people and the stories that come out of it. But there's a million other reasons why it could be beneficial as a photographer to submit photos to it. And one of those could be the donations. One of those could be the, you know, there's a thousand reasons why you want to do it. But I would just say start with kind of your defining why you want to do it and then go from there.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. So I guess switching gears a little bit, how have you guys had to change your travel plans because of the pandemic? Because it was something that really halted everything, especially traveling.
Yeah, we it definitely shifted our travel plans, and you know we don't
quite a few times.
Yeah, we don't complain about it because obviously there's much bigger problems in the world and everything that happened with COVID. But we had our dream trip planned to go to Banff National Park in Canada.
I haven't. My parents have been talking about it forever. Okay. And we've always like thought, oh, like we'll go to Banff. But then they always wanted to go to Europe and stuff like that. But definitely something.
There's so many beautiful places.
Yeah, we have a bucket list of, you know, places that we want to travel. And that was right at the top of it. And so we had it booked. We found some cheap flights and we were ready to go. And it was like... it was like two weeks before, you know, then COVID hit and then it canceled that. So we postponed to the fall and then it got canceled again. And so anyway.
But the good part is like, we really figured out how we love Michigan and we always have, but we both like, he lived here most of his life and or your whole life. Mm-hmm. And I've lived here a lot of my life. And so we kind of just realized like, okay, what can we do to just like focus in and travel local, keep it safe when it was allowed, you know, like once somewhat safe to stay in your state. And so that was really cool benefit. The time that we had off that we were going to go somewhere else, we took that and instead just like focused it on Michigan and really like grew an appreciation for it that we wouldn't have otherwise, because we always want to go somewhere else. So
yeah. And instead of Airbnbs and hotels, we were doing a lot of camping man, the Upper Peninsula in Michigan is God country. It's the most incredible place.
And like, I never knew that growing up, like I didn't ever even think about going up there. So you learn a lot through that.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking to a lot of like travel photographers too, the kind of I guess you can say silver lining to it is people are able to appreciate their own homes and be kind of, yeah, like tourists and like their own towns and stuff. Because before, like, there's so many endless possibilities. You can go virtually anywhere, but kind of having that limitation really allows you to like explore where you are able to. There's a lot of people, like I'm in Toronto, and there's a lot of people who got in their cars, taking road trips to like Banff or even all the way across the country to BC, where usually they would just take a flight. But it's those moments in between where, like, I've seen my friends who have done it, and they're like, wow, like I would have never stopped in this place in like Saskatchewan if it wasn't for taking the safe route rather than flying.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it goes back to anytime you break routine, those are the moments you're going to remember. I remember this last Thanksgiving, we had some days off of work and everything. And so we're like, we should go somewhere, but we didn't really have any plans.
We didn't even know when we drove.
And so actually, the day of Thanksgiving, we knew we wanted to go somewhere. So we're just like, we just packed our bags and we're like, let's just go somewhere. So we just drove.
The night before, we were like, no, we're too tired.
Yeah, we're like, we're too tired. And then we woke up in the morning, we're like,
we didn't
we're
say anything.
Yeah.
We were just like, in the car.
So we got in the car and we're like, just started driving south and we're like, so where are we going? You know, and we ended up in Asheville, North Carolina. But you know, you just figure it out as you go. And anytime you're breaking routine and you're getting out of your you know, your home and you're going out and experiencing things, those are the best stories and those are the best times. So
yeah, especially those moments where it's really hard, but kind of forcing yourself to break out of what you're used to and your comfort zone is, I can totally relate to that. That's when you start growing and that's when you start kind of be able to think creatively and see things kind of in a new way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know this is a hard question for you guys probably, but where has been like your favorite place that you've been to out of all of your travels?
I think for me, it's an easy question.
Go for it.
So we took a trip to Iceland a couple of years ago and spent a week in Iceland, and it was in the springtime, so it was still very like wintry. Didn't end up seeing the Northern Lights, but we got to see a lot of the country, and it's like another world. I don't think I've ever experienced a place like Iceland. It's just so beautiful. They call it, you know, fire and ice. And everything is just black and white, you know, and it's just crazy, but it's such a cool country. We had some crazy experiences there too with driving and just the weather, and we toured a glacier, and
we found our good because we're from Michigan. We're like, it's but it's a lot different there. So, but I would say my favorite place though with the girls, and I don't agree with this, but like one of my favorites was Cascade National Park. And it's funny because we're actually there just really short, but just the feeling of it all and the beauty of it and having your kids with you to see it. It was just a really cool moment. So it wasn't very long, but it was memorable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Iceland is definitely something on my bucket list as well. Every time I see people post photos and stuff, it's absolutely incredible. Did you guys go with your kids at the time or was it just you two?
Iceland, yeah, that was our 10-year anniversary trip. So.
Yeah.
But we want to take them back and I want to go in the summer because then you can hike around more. In the winter, there's a lot of stuff that's like blocked off for safety, which I get totally. Yeah. But you know.
And in the summertime, there's puffins. So we need to go back to the puffins.
Yeah. And how do you guys usually balance like that aspect of like when you go somewhere, you definitely want to live in the moment and take it all in, but as photographers it's hard because you're like, I really want to take this photo, it looks beautiful, but how do you balance that decision of like, or I guess even like as a lifestyle, like when do you kind of take in that moment and be present, and when do you know like pull the camera out and like document things?
Yes.
That's a great, but that is probably our biggest challenge for us, because we're always kind of like towing that line of like, are we not living the moment because we're doing too much photography and too much social media stuff or whatever. And so I think
we constantly check each other.
Yeah.
Mostly, I mean, I do a lot of like the corresponding and the dates and like figuring all that stuff out. Where Josh is really good. I mean, I'll just say he's better behind the camera than I am. So a lot of times he's like, you know, is this worth it? And I'm like, yes, we have this deadline, you know? And so we keep each other in check. And that's probably I get that question asked a lot too. Like, are you engaged? So it's a balance. And one thing that we've done lately a lot is we'll pick a trip where we do a ton of our work. Mm-hmm. So we like went camping a couple weekends ago and I was just like, we have these three deadlines. Let's just enjoy. I mean, we still enjoyed it, but it was just a lot of video, a lot of pictures and just like, oh, and like, this is a work trip, you know? And then that way it kind of frees us up for the summer for, we have all these, this material now that we don't have to like constantly be doing.
So
that's kind of how we figured it out for us. That doesn't mean everybody has to do it that way.
The other thing too, that we've done is we try as much as possible to, we'll take videos on our phone and we'll document it and everything, but we don't really post it or, you know, because then you're thinking about captions, you're thinking about all these different things.
You want to be funny.
And, you know, if you're thinking about all that, then you're not in the moment. And so a lot of times we'll just take all of our footage and we'll wait till we get back from wherever we are. Or you know, once we're in bed at night or whatever, and then we'll post it because we don't want that to interrupt the experience of it.
Yeah, totally. It's definitely a very fine balance, especially working if it's like that's your job and you definitely want to be able to keep that up, but also be able to understand like, okay, like you still have to live your life and still have to appreciate those moments. So it's all about finding that balance no matter like what it looks like for everybody. Yeah, and I guess just wrapping up, is there any upcoming projects you're working on that you're excited about?
A lot.
We just got done with a kind of a project today. And then we have this. We're excited about this.
There's a lot of creative projects that are coming up, but our biggest adventure that's yet to come is in the next several months, we hope. We're finishing up the process of adoption. And so
that's incredible.
Yeah,
congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. That's our next big adventure, and our girls are so stoked for it. And so we're going to be outnumbered because we're going to go from a family of four to five. So,
you can talk big when you have two backs to hold, and the third one, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. It's my family's also like me and my sister and my parents. And I remember my sister and I would always like beg for another sibling, but my parents are like, oh, you guys are like tough to deal with growing up. That's incredible. That's so amazing.
Yeah, we're excited. So.
Yeah. And for all those listening, where can we find you in your work online?
Yeah. It's pretty simple. Our Instagram is Third Coast Tribe. That kind of like is the hub of a lot of things. And you can click on there to our website, which is just, it's completely based. Our whole goal for the website is to not see our faces, you know, like Instagram's a little more that way because it's our personal, you know, that Third Coast Tribe. But our website was made, and it's thirdcoasttribe.com. And that was made completely for the purpose to just help other families. So we just want to be a guide. Like we just want to say, here was our favorite places we went with kids, how many miles, what it looked like, that type of stuff. So that's kind of our base of all of our information that we want to share with people. And it's all free, which is kind of fun, where I know a lot of things are membership based. So, and again, it's not perfect for every family, but it can get them started or they could get one tip out of the whole thing. So.
And if you want to see our awkward dance moves, you can go to TikTok.
Yeah, I saw the TikToks you made with your kids, and it's so adorable. The one from Mother's Day was amazing.
I remember we were like thinking of a funny idea the other day, and I looked over, and my sister-in-law's like, don't worry about it. They're just thinking of TikTok ideas. Like, ignore them. They're so weird.
Have your kids-
what we should do.
Yeah. Have your kids gotten into TikTok yet, or are they?
They're not allowed to scroll or anything. Mm-hmm. But she can scroll ours. But she is. They're very into it. Like sometimes they'll be like, my youngest will be like, go and make a TikTok.
Yeah, she has three, and she's like, that's like one of her favorite things. Make a TikTok. Let's make a TikTok.
She's like, she loves the dancing ones. She's like, can I get to dance? So.
Yeah.
It's so crazy seeing like how quickly kids catch on. Like I remember even like walking through, like, going for a walk through the park, and you see these like little kids like singing the TikTok songs and doing the dances and stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of our goofy side. It's like really done too much like travel stuff on there yet, because we're like, this is just our outlet to be weird.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Josh and Kara, for sharing your story. It was so amazing getting to talk to you guys again and to learn more about kind of the behind the scenes of what goes on with Third Coast Tribe and behind the scenes of all your adventures.
Yeah, and I just want to say too, thank you so much to you and to Pexels for giving us an outlet to be able to,
share
our work and our creativity, and just to give us a chance to do that. And thanks for having us on the show too. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
If you've made it this far, I just wanted to say thank you for listening to Overexposed. As a token of my appreciation, I'll be offering a free 20-minute phone call to talk about your creative goals and how we can get you there. Just shoot me an email at wendy@pexels.com or send us a DM at Pexels on Instagram. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. And finally, don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone you think would also love it. Until next time, I'm Wendy, and it's been a pleasure to share this time with you.